This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live,
kicking off the third hour of the program here, and you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our chat server over at matrix.lrn.fm. Actually, that's the chat server address. If you go to chat.lrn.fm, it'll take you to a website that'll explain to you how to use the Matrix server and how to get in touch with other Free Talk Live listeners directly on that service.
By the way, Matrix has you, Neo.
Indeed. Or it should have you, because it's a pretty great service, and it is decentralized, it is self-hosted, and Facebook is not in charge. None of these mega corporations are in charge of the Matrix, which is
And you're actually
part.
Free to speak. On there, you're free to say whatever
Relatively.
You want, which
Relatively.
Means that you're not
you're
a publisher.
Free.
I mean, there. I think
you're
there is...
actually a common carrier.
Well, hold on. That's not entirely true, probably, because each of the room has an administrator, and the administrator
Correct.
Has the power to potentially kick somebody, and you're not controlling that. Yeah. So,
okay.
He doesn't have a massive, massive team of thought police.
No.
Working to
so
brainwash
far, no one has,
every person using it.
Yeah, so far no one has been banned from the server in the 3 months now that we've been running it.
Nobody's been banned from the server, but potentially Correct. Administrators of rooms that
Each
were created.
Each room
could
administrator
have,
could ban yeah, somebody yeah. out of their own room, so you have full control over the room. However, if
but
we
that
were to
person
find,
can create his own room and go yeah. speak to whoever he wants to. It's not like a Facebook
yeah.
group where if you say something that they're afraid is going to break the brainwashing, they're going to silence you.
Well, sure, but you could also go and create another... You know, another group off of Facebook, too.
Well, no, because you will be silenced. They
well,
will...
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean you're going to be silenced?
Facebook
will silence I mean you. That they watch every group. There's no such thing as a private group on,
not
Facebook,
on Facebook.
And they make sure
well, right. That's
that
why you would
the
get off
messages
of Facebook.
On Facebook contribute to the brainwashing that makes the scamdemic possible. That makes...
I mean, the scam.
Everything
okay.
that they
that's,
have done
that's
to
like
us.
One little
possible.
Thing.
Not a little thing. It's trillions of dollars that they have stolen
okay.
through this
it's,
thing.
It's,
it is many, many people dead. Many, many
okay.
businesses gone.
So,
and they can do it because of the brainwashing.
Okay.
I've had an interesting thing pointed out to me here by Libertariat in our chat room here tonight on the On Air Now chat over at chat.lrn.fm. If you get in the On Air Now, that's sort of like the main channel.
Yeah, yeah.
He points out that one of the rooms, so again, anyone who wants to can create their own room on the Matrix
yep.
server, and then you can set the rules. Well, apparently somebody, whoever it was that made that room, demodified themselves from the room, so now there is no moderator. Either they maybe they left the room entirely, or
okay.
they just like demodded themselves. I don't
yeah,
know
so
how
it's
they did.
Immoderate.
Yeah, there's absolutely no moderators in the riot / corona drama room.
Good.
So
that
so
is interesting.
Literally can't be banned from that room.
Yeah.
But if we did,
well, I will certainly never go in there.
I mean, the server administrator could.
That's it, the so. One thing I wanted to point out. It's you get more free speech on our server. I mean, I've never had any reason. Like, I mostly just leave people alone. But if it turned out that, let's say, there was like somebody started trading child porn or illegal wares or something that could get the server rated,
yeah.
we would have to take action on a room
yeah.
like that.
Unless, of course, they were doing it in an encrypted room, so you didn't know.
Which I would hope they wouldn't do, but if it was brought to
but
our attention in some
is,
way,
yeah,
we
yeah.
would definitely
if
have
you
to
noticed
get rid of
if
it.
You
yeah,
don't,
right,
you
right.
can't be held liable for what you don't know.
Oh, that's not true. So one of the provisions. Okay, so the whole Human Trafficking Act that they passed actually does that exactly, from what I understand. So it basically makes you liable for the posts deaths if it involves human trafficking, which is why the industry, the tech industry, was so up in arms against it. And despite the tech industry being up in arms against it, they still passed it. And it's actually pretty bad because this all goes back to Craigslist. Craigslist used to have personal ads and a section for personal ads, and now they don't. And it's because of this sort of thing where the government has been going after them for it. So they cut it out. Then Backpage started doing it because it wasn't technically illegal.
Mm-hmm. And then got raided.
And then they got raided. They got shut down. And then after
Backpage
that, they passed the law.
Needs to come back up on the dark web.
Backpage?
Imagine a personal ads place that's on the dark web. Nobody knows who's running it. Nobody can censor it.
I don't know if you should admit to that.
Yeah. I know where all the bodies are buried.
Nobody knows where all the prostitutes are.
Oh, man. Nobody wishes he knew.
I could just see
a court, a courtroom, quoting him as saying that and trying to wrap their
heads. People talk to the jury.
People trying to wrap their heads around this whole, did he admit it or didn't he admit it?
Oh, good God. Oh, yeah. Bring me in the courtroom. You're going to see something new.
Nobody sold me those drugs.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So, Section 230.
Yeah.
So so Trump says get rid of Section 230, which ostensibly protects these companies from liability or anybody from liability.
Well, not anybody. Only a few massive company.
No, it protects anybody.
Who has a platform.
Right.
And that would include Ian or the church or
Freekeen.com
or comment
Live.
Sections. Yep.
Yeah. And the Matrix server or whatever.
Hey, good luck with that.
Yep. And, but
the thing I want to say about this, though, is like, I wish that this didn't have to exist. Like it shouldn't have to be said. It shouldn't have to be said in the law that the person who says a thing should be the one who's responsible for the thing that they said.
But if you're granting some people special privileges, then it has to be said
who's
in the law.
Who's granting special privileges?
Well, the New York Times is liable for what they publish, but Facebook isn't.
They're liable
Facebook is treated differently.
No, see, this is where you're wrong, nobody. The New York Times is not liable for everything that they publish. If there is a letter to the editor in the New York Times, the letter writer is responsible for that, not the New York Times.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily true, but even if there is a tiny piece of their content that they're not held responsible for because it's ostensibly a public forum.
It's not a public forum. It's a letter to the editor.
I don't know what gives you this idea that a newspaper or a host is a public forum.
Yeah,
it's not.
You don't have a right to have your letter to the editor published, but if the editor decides that they want to publish it, then they do, and it's your words, not theirs.
Liability position doesn't change, I don't believe.
You're going to have to find evidence of that one.
So Central Square, for example, in Keene, right? It's like a park, right?
That's a common.
Right.
They call it.
Okay, right. So you can say what you want there, but if you go over to, Fokine Great, the owner has the right to kick you out if you say something that she doesn't like, right? That doesn't necessarily mean that she's liable for what you say.
No, but she is not a massive platform that was built up by
Science
the government for the purpose of brainwashing us, and that is a very effectively brainwashing the public.
I am just as much against Facebook as you, right? I don't use Facebook. I've never even been on Facebook, right? But that doesn't change the fact that you don't want to undermine the decentralization.
Why should Facebook not be liable for the articles that they choose to publish? They pick and choose what they want their platform to say. It's just like the New York Times
does when it publishes articles. They're not even reviewing every single thing that was said. They're pulling stuff out that looks like it might be something they don't like, but they're not reviewing every single
thing. Wait a minute.
They are reviewing every single thing. We have the ability to do the same thing here.
Okay, we don't. We take calls from virtually everyone. There's one person who we generally don't take calls from, but almost everybody with any opinion can get on this show. But if we wanted it to be different, if we wanted this to not be Free Talk Live and be, you know, only one opinion talk live, and we would only take opinions that we wanted to put on the air, then we would have the ability to do that. It is
and
our...
you would still be liable for what you published.
No, I would not be liable if somebody
of course
James,
you would.
No, if James gets on the air and threatens Mark Edge, I am not liable for that action.
Technically, you probably are.
Nope.
It's very unlikely
no.
anybody's going to come after
there's,
you.
There's plenty of history on this, nobody. And I will find it for you here about newspapers and defamatory letters to the editor. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Korpchak, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get some Dynavite.
How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning witchy War series from Bang Books at bangbooks.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. The number numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have an online website with a bunch of features. And one of those features is actually not comments. You cannot post comments on the Free Talk Live blog. But you can over at FreeKeen, which is another one of my sites. So head on over there, freetalklive.com. You can get just tons of archives. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And so head on over there, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by bitcoin.com. They've got a great news site over at bitcoin.com. You want to get kept up to date with what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and the rest of them? Just head on over to bitcoin.com, or rather, news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. There's fresh content there every single day. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio tonight. We've been arguing about liability, and so I figured, you know, what we ought to do is move to what do the attorneys say about this? Because, you know, they have opinions.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of, actually, you know, there have been a lot of cases over the years in regards to letters
to the editor.
Of course, the
attorneys are going to be on the side of Facebook.
We're not talking about Facebook. We're talking about letters to the editor specifically.
Yeah,
right,
we're talking about
we can get back into Facebook, but what you were saying about letters to the editor was that you believe that ultimately that they were the responsibility of the newspaper, right?
I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter, because letters to the editor are a tiny portion of what the newspaper published.
Right.
The entire content of Facebook is speech by Facebook. Because they select out only things that they agree with to publish.
It's filtered by Facebook in the same way.
So they should be liable for it the same way the New York Times is liable for the journalists that they hire.
Liable for the journalists, but not as liable for the letters to the editor, because that's what I was bringing up. Now, look, it turns out that they are somewhat liable. So according to this,
of course they are.
Well, not necessarily. So it depends. Libel's like different depending on who they're talking about.
Yeah.
So there's sort of two categories of libel, right? There's the libel against private people, and then there's libel against public people.
Yeah, there's more details to this, right, than what we're superficially kind of discussing.
There's a quick answer here from the HSPA. This is Hoosier State Press Association. Steve Key is their executive director and general counsel, so their attorney. Question. I received two letters to the editor this week that make defamatory statements about public officials. Are we opening ourselves up to legal issues if they're published? Answer. In both cases, the newspaper has a certain level of insulation under libel law. If published, both will be clearly marked as letters to the editor, so readers can understand the defamatory statements are the opinion of the letter writer. In both cases, the targets of the defamatory statements are public officials, judge, prosecutor, police. Libel law allows for caustic opinions of government officials, so that is in your favor. What you don't want to publish are any statements that you know or believe to be false, even if it's couched as someone's opinion. That would open you up to liability for printing a defamatory statement that you knew was false, indicating that you are publishing it with either malice or reckless disregard for the truth. So they say, edit the letters under that approach. You aren't expected to go out and prove each opinion that the letters is true before you print it, but don't print something that you know to be false.
Yeah, I mean, effectively,
Facebook is operating with not only reckless disregard for the truth, but an absolute hostility.
Facebook
to
is
the
protected
truth
under Section 230, and newspapers are not.
Yeah. Exactly. So why do they have that privilege to publish
every website
whatever
would
they want
every website
and not be
has
held
that privilege?
Right. Every website has it, not just Facebook.
If they have enough lawyers, maybe. But
no,
why should they? Why should they be held any differently if they're choosing
what publish?
The
newspaper should be allowed to publish lies as well.
I would tend to agree, but whatever it is, everybody should be on the same footing.
I agree with you there.
Facebook
should not, but you're saying they
have special privileges that the New York Times does not.
They don't. If the New York Times is publishing on the web the same way Facebook is, well, they're just as equally protected.
The New York Times
should be able to publish anything in an article.
They should.
That
but unfortunately, libel laws
Facebook can publish, because Facebook is an absolute editor of everything that goes out. They clearly mark
so
their opinions
the distinction
by putting fact checker flags on anything they disagree
the distinction
with.
Here,
not to mention throwing anybody who disagrees with them off the platform. And that's essential to the brainwashing portion of their program.
The distinction here is that they're not physically manually reviewing every post.
Post is being scanned by software first,
right,
triaged, sent to humans, sent to politicians for approval, sent to the thought police that are their fact checkers.
That's an exaggeration.
And let me tell you, if Facebook fact checkers say something is true, it's probably a goddamn lie.
So, yeah, I mean, there is definitely censorship going on in Facebook, no doubt. But
so
that
anything that happens to them
explicitly allows that. Now, I don't agree with what Facebook is doing, but it is their private business, and they should have every right to do it.
It's not a private business. It is subsidized by the CIA in a lot of different ways.
Well, it's probably publicly sold, isn't it? Don't they have public stocks?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
Facebook.
They do.
Are they public?
I think they are. Let's go to Mike. He's in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hold on, nobody.
Good. Keep talking, nobody. We can't hear you.
Nobody, I'm on nobody's side.
Nobody just bailed out of the studio.
I don't have anything intelligent to say about that subject, but I wanted to lighten the load a little bit. I was watching a YouTube video, and it was the week in Joe Biden review where they were introducing all these ladies that he has hired, whatever he did. And I saw him kicking back with his mask on. And all I can think to myself is, how long do you think it is going to be before they lift restrictions? Who do you think he's going to smell first?
Who is he going to smell first?
I'm talking about Joe Biden. Who do you think?
Okay.
How long do you think it's going to take before he goes off the smelling your hair bandwagon when he gets close to these women that he just... They're all women.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's sitting back like some creepy dude watching this lady that he just hired. All I can think is, what's going on under that mask? Anyway.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that he's been restricted from smelling these women.
Yes.
And so once he can have Adam, which one is he going to go after first?
Right.
Well, it'll probably be the youngest one.
Yes, and the more he hires, the merrier. Now, the others, I wanted to make a book recommendation, and I know people are going to think I'm full of it, but I listened to this. I think it's LibriVox recordings. I listened to Deliverance. And that is an
That Deliverance?
Yes. And it's an amazing book to listen to, and they're not real graphic about the Ed Beatty scene. I mean, you kind of know what's going on, but it's way nowhere near as bad as the movie. But it is just, it's an on-the-edge-of-your-seat novel to listen to during this pandemic and Burt Reynolds. And it's like the movie, but Burt Reynolds is the only one who could ever play the part of the tough guy. When you hear the book, it's just anyway. I recommend somebody getting on there and listening to that novel.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mike. I appreciate your thoughts.
Happy Friday.
That was a funny one too. Who's he going to smell first? He can finally get close to his staff. The toll free number is 855-450 free. Like freedom, nobody bailed. Like, yeah, it was. I thought it was funny that you hit his mute button.
I wasn't intending to be mean.
Yeah, you had a smile on your face, but some people don't take that real well.
Yeah.
855-450 free. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump has ordered the majority of U.S. troops out of Somalia by early 2021. The statement from the Department of Defense also says the United States is not withdrawing or disengaging from Africa and that we remain committed to our African partners and enduring support through our whole-of-government approach. Roughly 700 troops are in Somalia. President-elect Joe Biden is hopeful about rapid development of a coronavirus vaccine, but warns that nationwide distribution will be expensive and difficult. Biden noting his team has discussed vaccine distribution with the Trump administration.
But there is no detailed plan, that we've seen anyway, as to how you get the vaccine out of a container into an injection syringe into somebody's arm.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Employers across the United States are scaling back hiring amid the ongoing uncertainty from the coronavirus pandemic, according to the final jobs report of 2020 from the Labor Department. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling CNBC the 245,000 jobs added in November came in under expectations.
We lost about 100,000 government jobs, most of those at the federal level because of the expiration of the employment of temporary census workers, but those are real jobs, of course.
A Nevada judge has dismissed President Donald Trump's campaign's request to declare the president the winner of Nevada and nullify the election results. Lawyers for the Trump campaign telling a judge they have evidence of dead people voting, along with people voting in the tens of thousands who voted twice and people voting from outside the state of Nevada. The lawyers for the Democratic electors say the evidence provided no names. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now you'll be able to get a word in edgewise. Nobody has left the studio.
You know the funny thing is, I wasn't even trying to get a word in edgewise. You were just trying to move on.
I was trying to get done.
So
with the
I was
segment,
like,
yeah.
Okay, you know, let's cut him off. Yeah, I have to say I've never used that button before.
Right.
It's a cough button. It's
right.
Not
for listeners that don't know.
Yeah.
You were the one pressing nobody's cough button.
I was.
He was yelling so loud. I don't think he would have noticed it if I hadn't have pointed it out during the very end of the segment.
Yeah.
And that's when he threw his headphones off and bailed out. And actually, can you check the front door and make sure he closed it? Because I just noticed the heat turned on. Just go ahead and take your headphones off for a second and just go make sure that sometimes nobody leaves the door open when he bails. Not that he's ever left the studio before like that, I don't think. But anyways, you know, sometimes people get they get worked up, they get passionate, and I appreciate the passion. I really do. I appreciate the fact that he has a strong opinion.
Oh, yeah.
About that issue, about the issue of speech on these various platforms. But he wasn't acknowledging what you were trying to tell him, and that was that every online platform has the same purported protections from Section 230, this so-called Communications Decency Act, which, again, I don't think should exist at all, in that I think that it should be patently obvious. You shouldn't need a law to say, hey, what this person says on this website that's not run by this person is not that website's liability. How could it possibly be the website's liability? But I guess in the litigious world that we live in, right, because prior to 1996 Communications Decency Act, all they had was libel laws, and under the libel laws, they had gone after newspapers.
And there was, and he wasn't totally wrong in that there was some liability, right? And that's part of the why that was in, that's explicitly in the
there was before Section 230, you mean?
Right. Well, the alternative example would be newspapers, right? And the newspapers did have some liability. It just wasn't. It wasn't what he was talking about, but there was still some liability, which is why it got written into Section 230.
Right. So if the newspaper is publishing a thing and a letter to the editor, and the newspaper believes that the letter to the editor is defamatory, or it's lying about whoever it is. So somebody's writing something bad about another person in town, right? Like, I think so-and-so is, you know, a murderer or whatever. Well, if so-and-so, the person they're writing about, is not a government official or not like a Hollywood movie star, some person that's in the public space, they have more protections. The libel laws protect them more than the people in the public space. Now, that's my understanding, not an attorney, but it's my understanding of libel.
And that's specifically, we're talking about the United States here, because there are countries like the UK where it's far, far more draconian.
Oh, yeah, or even Canada, where they have hate speech rules.
Yep.
You can get arrested for saying certain things in those places. But, yeah, we're definitely talking about just the United States. So, yes, Section 230, because of so much litigation around liability for what people say in these sort of curated forms, like a newspaper. Like, a thing doesn't get published in the newspaper unless it's edited, right?
Yeah. So, I mean,
somebody's looking over every letter.
Chances are somebody has seen what was being published at some point with the newspaper.
Correct.
That's just not the case. There's not a human being that's necessarily even glanced at what gets published. So unless the filter's
online.
Online, unless there's a filter that picks it up. You know, and even if a filter does pick it up, if a filter picks it up, then it's not going to get published.
So given the litigious society that already existed before the 90s, you could understand why Section 230 was created. And from that perspective, it makes sense.
Yep.
But I would rather have it have been that prior to 1996, prior to the Communications Decency Act, I would rather have it be that libel laws didn't exist.
Right.
You know, people should be free to say things even though they're not true. And that's why, like, when there have been certain things said about me that haven't been true. And
you're actually a great person to use as an example.
Yeah.
Because some of the things that have been said about you are just so atrocious.
And I am a public, to some extent, public person.
Yeah.
But even if I weren't, then I would still feel the same way.
Yeah.
And that is to say that I think people should be able to say whatever they want. In fact, there was this one video online that purports that, you know, I believe in child sex or something ridiculous like that, which is not true. And it's clear if you actually listen to the content of the video that I don't.
Yeah.
But people pass this video around and, you know, they make a big to-do about it. And Mark Edge, without my knowledge... Until after the fact. I found out later.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Edge reported that video to Facebook as whatever copyright violation, which we don't copyright these shows. I don't believe in copyright.
Would be hypocritical is your issue with it.
I'm against intellectual property as well.
Right.
So he goes and uses copyright law, just like Stefan Molyneux did to take down his critics' videos, and he tries to get, and he got that video taken down.
Yeah.
And when that was brought to my attention, I was like, whoa, this was not something I wanted him to do.
Yeah.
He never talked to me about it. So I went to YouTube and I said, please restore this video. Whoever it was, this person that contacted you, Mark, was not authorized to do that. This was, I'm the one that was in that video, and I did not, if anyone controls the copyright of Free Talk Live, if you want to believe in that, it's me. And so I told them, please restore this critical, horrible, this video that's been shared however many times it's been shared.
And this is what I like about you. You're pretty consistent. You stick to principles. And, when it doesn't look good on you, you still stick to those principles.
Yeah, I think that's important.
I think it's very important.
And so that's why I say, say what you want.
Yep.
You know, to... whatever. You know, it sticks in stones,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So, that said, the Section 230, it's probably unlikely that they're going to remove it, I would think.
But I would hope they don't remove it, because that's not going to be good.
What will it look like? If they get rid of Section 230, I mean, what will the internet become?
So, I mean, it's funny, is because I think nobody's not entirely wrong. I mean, the reality is, even if they do remove Section 230, I mean, what are companies going to do? What are businesses going to do? They're just not going to operate in the United States, or they'll operate from the United States. They're going to move, I would think.
Yeah, if they Google's start, not going
to
move?
If they actually started to enforce it to the degree that they potentially could, I think they would. The thing is, I doubt that they would actually enforce it to the degree that it would cause Google to move, right? And I think that's so the practical reality of it. They could try, but there's got to be some leeway, because otherwise, because in practice, you can't manually review every comment that somebody posts to a website, right? Especially Google.
So that's why people will turn comments off, right? Like, most people would respond by shutting down. They wouldn't shut down their whole website, but remember, I think it was within the last couple of years, Vice Magazine, which is an online, you know, they do YouTube
videos.
Not just
Vice, but yeah.
But, right, well, Vice is one example.
Yep.
Where Vice said, you know what, we're getting rid of comments.
Yep.
They're just, people argue, there's nothing really good that comes out of them overall, so why even bother having comments? They had a whole article about why they were getting rid of comments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's an interesting thing. I mean, certainly, comment sections tend to be very toxic.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, you know, it's only a certain type of troll that tends to go into the comments. So, if you read the freekeen.com comments, which is my blog.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't remember the last time I... First of all, I don't read most of the comments, but every now and then I'll scroll through and just see what they're doing. And it's usually the same two or three or four trolls. There's like the anti-liberty trolls, and then there's the pro-liberty trolls.
Yep.
And they just both go at each other on every single article.
Yep.
And it's boring, you know, honestly, for me to, I'm not interested in the back and forth.
Extraordinarily boring.
But they are, man, yep. They just keep on going. They keep on going. And I think for a new user.
It's a bunch of name calling.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What it amounts to.
But, you know, for a new user who goes down and maybe they've never been to a comment section, or maybe, you know, they've never taken the time to go that far in an article, and then they go down there and they see this and it's like, why did they even scroll that far?
Yeah.
So I don't blame anybody for taking away comments. And this would just make them take them away on every website. They would just be gone.
Yep.
And then the big question is, how would the YouTubes of the world handle it? What would Facebook do?
We've already seen what some of these companies will do in response to these sorts of laws. And they have censored, like they've already disabled any video that YouTube thinks that there is a child in it. They will censor the comment section. They will totally remove the comment section now. So it's not like we haven't seen it. They do react to these laws. People, they're not even always laws. It's just the outrage that, you know, will occur in society. They'll react to sometimes as well.
We got more coming up. You can join us on the radio, 855-450, free. It's Free Talk Live.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played.
plate. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that's on your mind if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Don't forget to check out more of Chris as he does his own show on Saturday afternoons starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Time every week. You can grab more of that over at freedomdecrypted.com. It is a live streamed video program, but after the fact, it's available in both video and audio form. So if you prefer to listen on your way to work, you can grab the podcast version of the show and get the latest on kind of the tech world.
Yeah, we basically cover a lot of the stories I bring on Free Talk Live, just like this one that we brought in today. I brought in for the whole... We usually cover a lot more of this, basically, same kind of technical. Certainly, I wouldn't bring in a topic on Linux or something of that nature for this show, but I will certainly do so for Freedom Decrypted.
Check it out, freedomdecrypted.com. Speaking of technology, there's interesting couple stories in the news over the last few days about these lab-grown meats. Have you heard about this at all?
Yeah, I have. I think there was something approved in Japan, was it?
I don't know what country, but there's a couple different stories. I had two stories from The Guardian,
yeah.
and this one is actually, I think it was Singapore.
I think it was Singapore. Yeah, I had the right region in the world.
But in this case, this story is actually from, I believe, Israel. Yeah, Tel Aviv.
Interesting.
They sent a reporter from The Guardian to an exclusive test screening, essentially, for a test restaurant for this chicken patty that was genetically modified. So I just thought this is the future, right? Like,
yeah.
People are, I think rightfully excited about this. When you talk to the people who are into the vegan world or the vegetarian world, and they're very, a lot of them are like, they want to recruit you, right? Like they want to convert you
to
vegan / vegetarianism. And I'm just not interested in converting. I like the way meat tastes. I like it a lot. But I do have to admit, like, I wouldn't want to do the killing, right? Like,
yeah.
I appreciate the hamburger and the, you know, the chicken and all the delicious pork, et cetera, all that out there. But I'm not going to, like, slice a cow's throat or you know, break a chicken's neck. So I can, that's like the best argument that the vegans have.
I don't think, like, right? You know, what's funny is, like, I'm kind of the opinion that, like, I don't want these animals to be slaughtered for my benefit, but at the same time, I'm not going to stop eating meat. Like,
correct.
It's like one of these things that's like, I know I feel like I'm kind of doing wrong every time I eat into a juicy hamburger, but at the same time, you know.
I don't feel like I'm doing wrong. Okay.
But
some people do.
Yeah.
Some people feel like they've hurt that animal or it was unnecessary, but they still are hungry and it's so tasty.
And wrong is probably like, it's a bit strong of a word to use, but it's one of these things where it's like, I'm not looking to cause the animal pain, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't, like, feel bad about eating meat or anything, but it's like, I'm not, like, if I had the choice of, you know, do I eat a hamburger that resulted in an animal suffering pain or not? I'll choose the not option,
right? And
right?
That's
like,
why you've seen a move in the marketplace towards these less awful killing methods, right?
Right.
So, like, there's of course the free range chickens instead of in the cage, which is not a killing method, but it's a living method, and then they put the thing to death in a different way that's supposedly more humane than the sort of classic butchering methods. Now, by no means have I researched which methods are the least or most humane, but there are a lot of people out there who are very concerned with this and who are willing to pay more, right? Because like the free range chickens, they take up more space, so they're a little bit more expensive because they take up more space, right? Like you can't fit as many chickens in the same place, and you can't have the same yields, so on and so forth. So I get why this is happening, and I'm in favor of it. I mean, and at some point, the technology is likely going to get a lot cheaper. So let's take you into this restaurant here, this story here from The Guardian. A PhD in genetics might seem like an unusual requirement for the role of head chef. It makes more sense when the man running the kitchen is not just in charge of frying your chicken burger. He created the meat himself.
Wait. They're growing it? And the restaurant is growing it?
Apparently.
So what is this? Is there some sort of equipment that you buy and then it kind of like grows?
Something like that.
That is weird.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
This burger takes something between 2 to 3 days to grow, says Tomer Chlavi,
really?
As he chops red onions, iceberg lettuce, and avocado. He proceeds to batter what appears to be a strip of raw chicken before dipping it in breadcrumbs. Chlavi uses the word grow because chickens do not need to be slaughtered in mass to produce this type of meat. Hmm. Cells taken from source chickens are cultured in a laboratory, creating potentially endless supplies of muscle and fat tissue. Some cells were removed from eggs, meaning the meat is from birds that were never even born. The result is the signature dish of a new venture in Israel. The restaurant is called The Chicken, the world's first cultured meat restaurant experience. Still closed to the public owing to coronavirus restrictions, the eatery near Tel Aviv opened its doors to The Guardian for the first private visit by a journalist. Advocates for the technology argued that if cultured meat can become affordable, it will be revolutionary, and not just in its potential to end or at least significantly cut back the meat trade. Cultured meat requires no antibiotics or drugs. Critically, one study suggested it could be potentially produced with 96% lower greenhouse gas emissions and 99% less land, although some animal rights activists argue it perpetuates an unhealthy obsession with eating animals. What are they talking about?
Yeah, I mean, what is that mean, unhealthy obsession? Like,
this isn't an animal. It wasn't living.
Yeah.
You know, like, not in the classic way. I mean, the thing was alive while it's growing, but it's not breathing, it's not feeling, it's not screaming, not being cut and bleeding.
I kind of feel like that's such a weird way to describe eating, right? Like, I usually will eat something because I'm hungry, mm-hmm. right? Like, and to say that you're obsessed with, like, eating food, I mean, that's effectively all it is. Like, how many times do you think, oh, I want to eat, like, an animal? I don't think I want to eat an animal.
No.
I think I
want to
eat a burger because it tastes good, right?
Right. And it satisfies you.
Right. Right. It's filling.
Unlike a lot of the vegetarians.
Right, exactly.
But I think what they're revealing here, Chris, is that it's actually the animal rights activists that have the obsession. Right. They're the ones who are constantly thinking about killing and eating animals, and they want to... Like, this doesn't kill any animals, but yet they're still against it? I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but this doesn't perpetuate at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
They should be cheering this.
It does seem to beg the question of what is the objection to it. I mean...
They should be cheering this on. It furthers their goals.
You would think, and it's... I mean, this is... no different than growing vegetable, you would think.
I know, it's crazy.
These people are
out of their minds.
Is this more of a vegan kind of thing, where they don't eat the vegetable unless it's already fallen off the tree
but
or bush or
whatever? But none of that applies here. This is something that has been grown from scratch.
I don't know, yeah.
You know, at the chicken, bottles
without
of,
the brain.
Yeah. Right, there's no nervous system
to
feel pain.
There's nothing to cause suffering to.
Right. Going on. The chicken, I've got black stools surrounding circular tables, red wine lining the walls, the warm glow of hanging bulbs. Like, you know, I got to talk about the restaurant, right? The entire back wall is made of glass. Behind it is the production facility, where lab-coated scientists wander around between large metal vats. It is petri dish to table service. Quote, the meat was made on the other side of the glass. That's true local production of meat, jokes the CEO of the restaurant's parent company, Supermeat. That's Ido Severe is the CEO. The breaded patty is deep fried in oil before being placed on a sweet brioche bun flavored by wasabi and chili mayonnaise with a side of sweet potato chips. Similar to many chicken burgers, it breaks in flakes when pulled apart and is extremely tender. It tastes, at least to this reporter, like a chicken burger. Levy, who also holds the role of head of product at Supermeat, explains that muscle cells naturally contract when they're grown, making the fibers that result in the flakes of the burger that you would expect. While he says he could make a recreation of a chicken breast with longer fibers and a drier, denser bite, one was not offered, and the others in the industry have said a fillet is much harder to create outside of the bird. For now, like others in the nation industry, the startup is focused on minced chicken. It's aiming to sell meat to meat companies that often process the chicken anyway, for example, into patties and nuggets. Unlike reared poultry, the meat is made bespoke. It can be significantly altered in the process, depending on how it is encountered or encouraged to grow and what's used in the feed, the water, sugar, amino acid, protein, and vitamin bath that the meat grows in. It can lead to surprising possibilities. We can have something that is between a breast and a thigh, says Halevi. Meat from animals that are endangered could be cultured without harming them, he says. So you could actually have meat from endangered species without killing the endangered species.
Interesting.
So that is actually going to bring costs down of getting, you know, the weird stuff, right? Like gator or, you know, oddball meats.
I do have to wonder, though, it seems kind of odd if that's how they're planning these restaurants to have, like, lab coats in the background. Like,
well, this is just a show, right? Yeah. Like, it's not going to be like that in whatever.
It's
got to
be publicity,
world.
You know, because that sounds off-putting to me.
But it's interesting, though, isn't it? This is coming.
It is.
And I'll post the full story over at our social media. You can check it out there. We'll see you tomorrow night online, freetalklive.com.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dogs. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.